हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ It is impossible for any human being to avoid any dharma, any duty, any action, because ashrama dharma is for one's own spiritual progress, one's own emotional, physical well-being, and varna dharma is for social well-being. And Krishna says here, this has been designed, this arrangement of duties in terms of ashrama dharma and varna dharma, this has been designed in the very Veda, designed and presented through the Veda. And who is the architect? Who is the designer? When you say this presented, this teach, this dharma is presented through the Veda, means you can immediately think the designer, the architect behind this whole show is Bhagavan. So Krishna says, Maya Srishtam. Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam. Guna Karma Vibhagashaha. Now Krishna says, Tasya Kartaram Mam Vidhi. Which means, Kartaram Mam Vidhi. Arjuna, look at me. I am Ishwaraha. I am Bhagavan. When Krishna says, I am Bhagavan, I am Ishwaraha, he really means, for him, I does not mean the body, mind, sense complex. For him, I stands for consciousness, Paramatma. Then, but he knows that consciousness does not do anything. No, but as a wise person, like a jnani, as avatara purusha, he says, now, kartaram mam vidhi. Now, as for a wise person, we saw already in second chapter and third chapter, other verse, the chapters, a wise person need not do any activity at all. He not do anything at all. For him, there's nothing to be accomplished. A wise person is a jivan muktaha, and Krishna is a born wise person, as avatara purusha, is it? Need not do anything. Because everything is already accomplished. He is Jivan Mukta, Nitya Mukta. Krishna is not Jivan Mukta, he is Nitya Mukta, born Mukta, he is living Mukta. He has come as avatara to do certain things, isn't it? For already free person doesn't need to do anything, but still there is activity. He is involved in so many activities. From childhood onwards, Krishna also had certain missions. Krishna also had to do lot of activities. Even I did perform activities. Krishna says, performing is what? Even a wise person also is involved in activities. Even Bhagavan as an avatara also is involved in activities. The very purpose of avatara is to do something, isn't it? Which means purpose of avatara itself is to do something, means even avatara purusha cannot remain without involving himself in activities. Even a wise person is involved in activities. Therefore, an ajnani like Arjuna, also has to be involved in activities. So, whether there were success, the only success or failures. So don't think Krishna also had certain missions, and there were occasions when Krishna's missions also failed. When he now tried to somehow he wanted to have talk with Duryodhana. Somehow tried to stop the war. Now he thought he would try, but it did not work. The battle had to happen. He was involved. Which means, it is now involving oneself in activities is unavoidable. We have to perform actions. Kartaram api mam viddi. So, which means physically everyone has to be involved in activities. At the same time, how was Krishna in all his activities? See, how to be in activities, how to remain in activities, at the same time, how to be free from afflictions and tension and stress caused by the activities. Now, Krishna knows that. It is wisdom, the knowledge which Krishna has, with which Krishna is born, isn't it? That wisdom helps him to be what now? He says, Akartaram mam viddi. Arjuna, know me as the non-performer. At the same time, you saw me being involved in activities. You know me as a non-performer, okay? Akartaram mam viddhi. I am the non-performer of activities, but I was involved in activities. What does it mean? Which means Krishna was involved in all sorts of activities. Physically, there's nothing he was not doing. From the beginning, instructing his father to take him to Yashoda's house. Come on, take me, dad, okay? Don't go. Who instructed? Go, take me there. And Yamuna came. No, come on, how to? No, every aspect. And then so many demons were going. Putana, Shakata, so many were going to kill Krishna. And all of them had to tackle. Even Kalia, all those things, the whole life was life of adventures. But still, if we means for every one small, after every small thing, oh my God, all my energy drained, we say. But for Krishna, the whole life was a sport, leela. That's a Krishna leela. Listen to the katha also. We do not say Krishna's, the burdens and the adventures, or heavy, how heavy Krishna's life was. Who will go and listen to Krishna katha? We all go and love to listen to Krishna katha because it was not life of stories which really makes you cry and burden. We all laugh. Why? Because it's a life, leela, sport. Every action was a sport. Action, sport for leela, for a wise person, for avatar purusha. But every small action is a burden, isn't it? For an ajnani. How is it? What is the wisdom that makes the karma a sport? It is the ignorance. It is the, makes the karma a burden. Therefore, Krishna says, "Vidya kartaram." No, know me. You understand, Arjuna. I was very much involved in all the activities. At the same time, I was a non-performer, akarta. Which means I had the knowledge. I had that particular knowledge. I have that wisdom. Therefore, I am performing. There's no tension before doing karma. There's no stress before doing karma. How am I going to accomplish it? How am I going to finish it? There's no tension. While doing also, my God, I have to do this much. I don't know when I'm going to finish it. There's no tension, no stress. And after completing it also, my God, what is going to be the result? There's no anxiety. There's no concern at all. Krishna never had any concern. Which means, he was free, relaxed, always relaxed, ever relaxed. He did not understand now. People, stress-free. The meditations, but our classes conducted mainly for people to go and learn to relax, to free themselves from the stress. A weekend program for relief from stress. You know, there are programs. Why? Because we can't help. But Krishna says there is a knack, isn't it? It is the knowledge, it is the wisdom. If we have, you can perform and remaining in activities, in spite of being active, you can still be free from activities, free from all distress and anxiety. For which you need, I was non-performer of activities, I was involved in activities. Look at this. How is it possible to be non-performer of activities at the same time being involved in activities? What is that? That expression needs to be understood, isn't it? How to be involved in activities, how to be physically active, at the same time how to be the non-performer. It is the knowledge, it is the wisdom which will help you to be the non-performer, being a performer, being involved in activities. Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spruha.
Name karma phale spruha.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Karma bharna sabadhyate.
Karma bharna sabadhyate.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Namam karmani limpanti.
Name karma phale spruha.
Name karma phale spruha.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
Karma bharna sabadhyate.
Karma bharna sabadhyate.
See, Shastra makes it one thing very, very clear. If a person is born ignorant, but still in every janma, not living his life properly, a person evolves, and when he is born as an elevated, evolved person, still being born ignorant, and as a sattvika, Gunavan, a person attains jnanam, living a clean life and being given to study of Shastram through Shravana, Manana, Nididhyasam, etc. If a person attains jnanam, if he becomes a Jivan Muktaha, and after the Parabdha is exhausted, and that person, he does not come back. There is no rebirth for a person who dies wise. A wise person after the death will not be born. A jnani purushaha who has this knowledge of the truth as one's own sarupam, and such a person is a free, liberated person who is free from all the wrong notions, and therefore who is free from the punya papas, he will not be born again. A wise person will not be born at all. But if there is a person who is born wise, okay, a person who attained moksha will not come back. If there is a birth who is born wise, then we call such a person is called an avatara purusha. Here avatara yesterday explained. You can be 100% sure. Okay, Shastra makes it very clear. The person attained jnanam, moksha, and he attains videha mukti, he means he will not be born again. Because avatara being born of jnanam is the cause for the very birth, means it's not knowledge already. Therefore, avataraha is what? Nitya muktaha, not jivan muktaha. Already born mukta, therefore nitya muktaha. Bhagavatah avataram, he said. Understand? And here, before Krishna says what now? There's a jnanam. There is no wrong, ajnanam is not there in avatara purusha. In a wise person also there is no ajnanam. There is no self-ignorance. There is satyam mithya vivekaha. There is what is absolutely real, what is relatively real, the vision is very clear. Knowledge is there. Like how we all have the knowledge. Oh, water is satyam, ocean is mithya. We see ocean, we see water, we see the water appearing as the ocean. We have no difference. We know water alone is real, ocean is not real. We know this. Similarly, wise person knows what? No, how the truth, aham, atma is satyam, brahma satyam, the jagat is mithya, this is very clear, isn't it? Wise person has this clear vision. Therefore, for him, all the tesseract is appearance of only one truth. The entire jagat, including one's body, mind and its complex, is appearance of the only reality. The manifestation of the only reality. For such a person, there is no notion that I am the performer. I am the doer. I am the enjoyer. That notion is not there. If there is knowledge, there will not be erroneous notion about the self being the doer. If there is ignorance, you can't help having that notion. I am the doer notion will be there. Isn't it? So Krishna, but Krishna, if the notion is there, then you have the stress, you have the anxiety, you have everything. The notion is not there, nothing is there. There's no stress, there's no, nothing you need to accomplish, nothing you need to achieve. You do for the sake of doing. But you are not dependent on the karma phalam, you are not dependent on the performance of karma actions for your happiness or for your security. You know, that is why there is no anxiety, there is no tension, there is no stress also. Then you can do everything enthusiastically means there is only leela. So Krishna says here, namam karmani limpanti. Namam karmani limpanti. So performance of action involves stress and tension, and the karma phalam involves what? Anxiety. But here Krishna says, name karmani limpanti. Isn't it? Namam karmani limpanti. Mam karmani na limpanti. The actions do not touch me, taint me. I am not affected by even the karma. Karma, the performance of action, my physical body may be involved in activities, mind may be involved in thinking, sense organs may be involved in perceptions, but still I am not tainted, touched by any of the actions, activities. Activities do not taint me. Mam na karmani limpanti. Do not touch me, do not taint me means what? The performance of physical activities, in fact, do not cause any tension in my personality. Do not cause any stress in my personality. Do not cause any pain in my personality. Okay, therefore, namam karmani limpanti, name karma phale spriha. Karma phale, even there is no spriha, the longing, the passion, the desire for the fruit of the action also is not there for on my part. I am not at all, I am not anxious or concerned about the fruit of the action. What is going to happen, my God, if I can't stop the war, what will happen? Tomorrow Mahabharatam Yuddham is going to happen. No? What will happen? What will happen to these Pandavas? What will happen to the Duryodhana, 100 people? Nothing. Even whether whoever is going to lose, he is not worried. No, because it's called Anandaha. No, Purnaha. Krishna is a Purnaha, Purna Purusha, isn't in his... And vision being there, being Bhagavan, there is no anxiety about anything. There is no concern at all. So Krishna was not concerned about anything. So karma phale naspruha. Because there's no dependence on the fruit of action for security or for happiness. A fullness need not be dependent on anything else, action or the fruit of action for fullness, isn't it? Therefore, for every wise person, Krishna is going to say that later on. See, karma phale me spruha nasti. Karmani mamna limpanti. Understand? Therefore, iti mam yo bhijanati.
Iti mam yo bhijanati.
So, yaha mam janati. Yaha mam janati. Who is the one who knows Krishna? Krishna says, yaha mam abhijanati. The one who knows me, the Lord, not the one who sees my body, physical body here, not the one who sees this avatara, I got this form, isn't it? In this avatara, as a Krishna avatara, I got this body, I got these sense organs, I got this complexion, Nila Megha Shyamala Varna, got this complexion, I got all these things. So not the one who looks at my appearance, one who knows me, not my physical appearance. Okay, one who knows me, mam yaha abhijanati, not my external appearance I'm talking about, isn't it? One who knows me, the person, not the physical personality, not the emotional personality, not the intellectual personality, not the, you know, physiological person, not that personality. I am talking about me. One who knows me, yaha mam abhijanati, one who knows my swarupam, Bhagavat's avatara swarupam. What is swarupam of the avatara? A Ishvara swarupam, Bhagavat swarupam, Jagat swarupam, samagrasya swarupam, eva the avatara swarupam. The swarupam, the truth of the avatara is the truth of Bhagavan the whole. Avatara is non-different from Bhagavan the whole. And any wise person also is as good as Ishvara. A jnani is, no, jnani to atmaiva mematam, isn't it? Krishna himself says, a wise person is as good as Ishvara. An avatara is Ishvara, and he whole jagat is also what now? Is everything is Ishvara, the whole is Ishvara, which means the one who knows the truth of avatara, avatara swarupa jnanam yasya asti, tasya bhagavat swarupa jnanam asti. Okay, one who understands swarupa of Ishvara, avatara, is the one who knows swarupa of Bhagavan the whole. One who knows the swarupa of Bhagavan the whole is what? In one who knows the swarupa of one's own self. Such a person knows Atma, the one's own Swarupam being consciousness, Atma being consciousness, Avatara Purusha is Bhagavan, isn't it? And Bhagavan is as, and his Swarupam is Chaitanyam Brahma. Therefore, such a person knows that there is no action on the part of consciousness. There's no dependence on the part of consciousness, the Atma, for any fullness or happiness on anything in terms of karma phalam also. Therefore, there's no affliction on the part of Atma. So, Jnani is Atma, Avatar Purusha is Atma, Jagad Atma is one and the same, isn't it? Therefore, he says, namam yaha mam abhijanati, one who knows me, my swarupam, such a person is what? He knows his own swarupam. And that person also is what? Saha karma bihi na badhyate. He is also free. Krishna says, not only I am free now, Arjuna, it is possible for every human being to be as free as I am now. That is the beauty of the teaching, isn't it? I am Bhagavan, you will ever be a slave and I will be Bhagavan forever. Krishna does not say that. Please understand. I will ever be the Lord, I will ever be free, and you are an individual, you will be suffering like that. No. Krishna does not say that. You can be, what now, as free as I am. What do you need? Which means you can't escape from karma. You can do karma, but doing karma, being involved in activities, you can still be free like me. So what is the special thing I have? What is that you do not have? That is the difference, isn't it? It is not that because you have that, I don't have that, let me not do any action. No. It is not possible. Suppose it is pouring outside. No. It is snowing all over. All over there is snow. No, not pouring. No, it never pours here. Okay. There is snowing all over. Imagine outside. As the Mataji was saying, you know about this, snowing outside all over. Can we stop the snow? We cannot stop the snow. So, with the snowing outside, let's not go outside today, sit inside itself. Of course, it is past 1 or 2 days you can sit. How many days can you sit? You have to go out. You can't, it is impossible, it is foolish to try to stop snowing. Intelligent thing is, better have a best, try to look for a very good jacket and wear it and go out. Isn't it? Which means you should have the jacket to go out. Krishna says, I have a nice jacket with all cardigans, preparation for that, to go out in the snow, play in the snow, I can do any wonders in the snow, still I can come back being afflicted by the snow. I won't get frozen in snow. Even if I stay the whole night, I have to work in the snow also, I won't get frozen, I can come back warm person. What is the secret? How to remain warm, do everything happily in snow, in the snowing outside, all over where there is snow. Arjuna, you don't have the preparation. You are like a skeleton. You are sitting inside here. And you need to have preparation. What is that you need? Warm clothes, isn't it? You don't have that. Similarly here, there is something which I have to protect myself. What protecting means what now? I'm not stopping. It is not advisable. It is not intelligent way to try to stop doing actions. It's impossible. We have to do karma, but still you can remain unaffected by karma, unafflicted by karma palam, untouched, untainted by karma and karma palam, which means you can protect yourself from becoming anxious, being stressed out, and being overstrained. You can protect yourself. What is that I have, what you do not have? Isn't it? Therefore, karma phale karmani na limpanti, karma phale me na spruha, iti yaha maam abhijanati. Not only I am free, Krishna Arjuna, even the one who knows my swarupam also is free like me. He is also well prepared for snow weather outside. Isn't he also well prepared? Means he is also free. Saha api karma bihi na badhyate. He is also not bound by any karma. He is also free from afflictions. He is also free from anxiety. He is free from sorrow. He is free from agony. He is free from stress. But still, he also can do enthusiastically, more efficiently all the karma. Isn't it? If you have that technique, if you have that, the preparation, what is that? Isn't it? Karma bihina sahapina badhyate. The person who can convert himself into a guna brahmana. Who can become a brahmana, like yesterday we said, who has the wisdom, who has jnanam, that person also is as free as avatara, is as good as Ishvara. Understand? He is also Bhagavan. He also can do every action, can become a sport afterwards. When the action becomes a sport, transport, not burden anymore, then what happens? Then there'll be, that is the height of, that is where one can express the perfection, isn't it? So he can be perfect in his action, he can be efficient in his actions. So Krishna makes it very clear. Therefore, performing actions definitely needs planning. Planning ahead is very, very important. Without planning, no work can be done efficiently or perfectly or properly, isn't it? But at the same time, planning should not be mistaken for worrying. Planning itself is not a mistake for worrying, because being worried about the future, worried about the karma phalam, getting anxious about this, the fruits of actions, actually, in fact, is not going to be useful, not really going to do any good for us, which means planning will help you to be efficient, and planning will help you to accomplish the end. But at the same time, worrying over the fruit of actions, worrying will only make you inefficient. Therefore, it is very possible, in order to avoid the worry and to do things efficiently, you need to have, in order to be afflicted by any karma or karma phalam, you need to have that knowledge. What you need is that key, is it? That knowledge. So Krishna, in fact, in this last verse, he highlights the importance of jnanam. Yaha mam abhijanati saha karma bihi na badhyate. There also Krishna presents what? The importance of knowledge. It's a glorification of knowledge, isn't it? The value of knowledge. Yaha mam abhijanati saha na badhyate. Yaha mam na abhijanati. One who does not know me actually, understand my swarupam, he will be afflicted by karma and karma phala, isn't it? Therefore, let's go to the next one. Therefore, to perform, without trying to avoid performing karma foolishly, how to intelligently, prudently involve oneself in all the activities, still how to remain unaffected by the tension, stress, anxiety associated with the karma and karma phalam. How to do that? Jump into the ocean. No, you have to swim and come out. Is it? How not to get, you not drown in the water. You should get in, jump into the water, swim, enjoy the sport of swimming and come out. But if you jump in, you don't know how to swim, means what? You will be drowning. It's the knowledge of swimming you need to come out of swimming. Similarly, involve yourself in activities, but still you can remain unaffected by all the karma if you have the knowledge, isn't it? And this knowledge is not something which I have now, Arjuna. In all your ancestors had that, many, many Mahatmas. Now, Shankara quotes in his commentary here, even the Janakadayaha, your own ancestors, people like Janaka, people like Ajatashatru, all of them had this vision. Many Kshatriya kings had this understanding, knowledge. And they all had this knowledge, therefore they were efficiently performing their duties, contributing abundantly for the well-being of the society, maintaining their own joy and happiness, reveling in happiness, reveling in fullness. They were not doing activities and act karma for the happiness. They were not doing for happiness, they were doing with the happiness. They're happily doing everything. No, it was possible for them because they also had the same wisdom. Okay, they had, what is that? No, he's going to say that next. Evam jnatva krit. He says nothing special, but don't take something very great about I'm having, okay? Krishna is very polite, you know. Don't think I'm very great. I am very free. You see how I enjoy doing everything, and people love to come and listen to Bhagavata Katha because, oh, Krishna Leela means the big crowd. No, Krishna went there and jumped there and he did that and he did. Nice to listen for us. Because adventure story, we all love to listen to Krishna's Katha because adventure stories. Why? Because it's a sport for him. It was a burden. It was really tiring, and he complained all the time about, oh, I had to do this, oh my God, Putana is coming, oh my God. His complaining means nobody would go and listen to his katha, because that's the leela, isn't it? So what he wants, not only, I don't think I am great and superior, because I have this, no? Even all your ancestors had Arjuna, you also can get it. They all had that knowledge, isn't it? They had the special skill. What is that? Evam jnatva kritam karma.
Evam jnatva kritam karma.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Purvam purva purvai purvataram kritam.
Purvai purvataram kritam.
Evam jnatva kritam karma.
Evam jnatva kritam karma.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Purvairapi mumukshubhihi.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Kuru karmaiva tasmatvam.
Purvaih purvataram kritam.
Purvaih purvataram kritam.
Okay. So, evam jnatva. This is a very important thing. Evam jnatva. Now, evam in this manner, jnatva, knowing. Knowing Ishvara Swarupam, knowing Bhagavat Swarupam, knowing the Swarupam of Avatara Purusha, Avatara, as what? Knowing one's own Swarupam. Isn't it? Knowing Bhagavan Swarupam, knowing the truth of the whole, knowing the truth of the Ishvara, knowing the truth of Bhagavan, Avatara. Knowing my Swarupam. Krishna says, knowing my Swarupam means what? Knowing Avatara Swarupam. Knowing Avatara Swarupam means knowing the Swarupam of Ishvara. Knowing the Swarupam of Ishvara means knowing the truth of the whole. Knowing the truth of the whole means knowing one's own Swarupam. There's no way of knowing the Swarupam of Avatara without having known your own Swarupam. Without having known your own Swarupam, there's no way of knowing Swarupam of the whole. Isn't it? Therefore, Krishna says, evam jnatva. In knowing, no, knowing the secret of remaining unafflicted, converting all the actions into sports. Isn't it? So he says, evam jnatva, karma kritam, action has been, all the duties, all the actions have been performed by whom? Purvaihi api mumukshubihi. Purvaihi, by all your ancestors. Api, purvaihi api, people who have lived and who are mukshus, the highly mature, intelligent people who had purushartha nischaya, who were committed to the attainment of moksha, pursuit of the moksha, and who are committed to the pursuit of jnanam. Now, how they lived? They all later on attained jnanam. Now, knowing, having attained jnanam, afterwards they will, after attaining jnanam also, after attain, after the attainment of knowledge also, they continued to perform actions, which means happily they were performing actions. Purvaihi api karma kritam, mukshubihi karma kritam. Here one, we have to remember one thing. For relaxation, for stress-free life, simply attending meditation classes will not work. It can give you only temporary relief. But really speaking, for always to be free from, you know, stress, for stress-free life, absolute freedom from stress and relative freedom from stress. You can be relatively free from stress, tension and anxiety if you live a life of karma yoga. You can become absolutely free from tension and stress and anxiety if you attain jnanam. There's no way of accomplishing absolute satisfaction. Paripurna triptihi. No, paripurna triptihi, absolute relief from stress is not possible. Stress-free life is possible only in jnanam. But relatively you can protect yourself. You know, it's relative protection and absolute protection. That is possible when, only if you live a life of karma yoga. So live a life of karma yoga. Do your duties. Don't try to escape from duties. Isn't it? Do your duties. Do Arjuna. It is not possible for anyone to remain without doing any actions. Do. For a grihastha, sannyasi, no, karma, brahmachari, all of them have to do their duties. Even if somebody goes to the ashram sometimes, no, before, Swamiji always used to tease like this, before you were a paid accountant in a company and leaving the job, going to Gurukulam or going to an ashram, and there you become an unpaid accountant. And that is the hell. Because again, sometimes, you know, people don't have an idea. Because after going there, how will you pass your time? If you are not ready for jnanam, there is no teaching involved there. What will you do? Then no ashram can feed you also, because there are some maintenance, no? Make the contributions. So you have to do something there. And you say the same thing, but you have the satisfaction of, oh, I am doing somewhere here. That's why unpaid job does not make one a yogi. A paid job also does not make one a karmi. It is the attitude with which you perform the action, whether you are paid or not. That's why when you choose to do the action also, money should not be the criterion. Is it? Of course, money is, you have to work for money. No doubt about it. You have to, you know, earn your livelihood, you have to work for money. But money should not be the only criterion. Isn't it? For us. Therefore, here it is not possible for one to remain without any duty, without performing any actions at all, Arjuna. Here, one has to do karma. So initially, if you don't want to be afflicted by karma and karma palams, the anxiety caused by karma palam, then what you do, live a life of karma yoga. Then you can have relative relaxation. You can be relatively free from stress and later on pursue jnanam simultaneously and attain jnanam. In jnanam you can become absolutely free from stress. Understand? Therefore, evam jnatva kritam karma kritam, knowing this technique alone, knowing this, how to be relatively free, how to be absolutely free, knowing this, purvaihi mukshubihi karma kritam. The karma, the duties have been performed by all our ancestors. Like what? How? In this manner only. Understand? Kritam. Therefore, what should you do? Tasmat tvam karma eva kuru. May you also have to perform karma. May you do perform karma. May you perform your duties. Tasmatvam karma kuru. No. Purvaihi purvataram kritam. How karma, the duties were performed by your ancestors in ancient days. In the same way, may you also perform your duties. It's good, isn't it? Therefore, purvaihi purvataram kritam. The way your ancestors did the karma, may you also perform your duties now. Don't try to escape. That's a teaching. But Krishna continues again. But the problem is, Arjuna, you need to know, even the highly learned people do not know the fact. In the sense, what is that you need to know to be free from the worry, tension caused by karma and the anxiety caused by karma phalam? What is that you need to know? We never ever inquired this. Do we know what this action means? What is the nature of the karma? Do we know? Have we ever questioned this? We never thought we should question like this. What is the nature of action? Where does the action originate from? Actually, the actions belong to whom? Whom do these actions belong to? Who is the performer of actions? Have we ever questioned this? What is the nature of action? Where does this action really come into existence from? What is that really involved in these actions? Who is the performer of actions? If you say you are the performer, if you say, suppose, no, I am the performer of actions. I came here early in the morning. I opened the door. I cleaned this place. I got ready everything. I am the performer of actions, if you say. What do you mean by I? What do you mean by I? Okay, therefore he says, it is the knowledge of the nature of karma. Understand? All your ancestors had this. What is the jacket they were using to go out in the snowing weather? No, the snow, even though this is heavy snow fall outside, still they went out comfortably, did everything comfortably in the snow and came back without being afflicted by the snow, because they had the jacket called jnanam. Is it? Knowledge. So it is the knowledge which served as jacket. Isn't it? Similarly here, what is that you have? What is it? The knowledge of the nature of karma. Karma swarupam. Karmanaha swarupam kim iti janat na jananti. People do not know the nature of karma. Karma swarupam. Karma, what is that knowledge you need now in order not to be affected by the tension and stress caused by karma, while performing karma, not to be afflicted by the anxiety and fear which is caused in terms of karma phalam, not to be afflicted by that, you need to have the knowledge, karma swarupa jnanam. Karma swarupa jnanam means the knowledge of the nature of work. Karma, any action. And he says, Kim karma
kima karmeti.
Kim karma kima karmeti.
कवयोऽप्यत्र मोहिताः कवयोऽप्यत्र मोहिताः तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे शुभात् तत्ते कर्म प्रवक्ष्यामि यज्ञात्वा मोक्षसे शुभात्।
Krishna does not tell Arjuna, I have that jnanam, you don't have that jnanam, that is for your suffering. He did not say that. He said, I have that knowledge. Your ancestors also had the knowledge. They worked for the knowledge. They attained knowledge. And they also did everything. They never stopped doing anything. They only attained jnanam. And with that jnanam, they did everything efficiently, contributively, constructively. You know, they did everything. The same way may you also do, he said. Now he says, not only Arjuna, it's very natural for you not to know what is the nature of karma. I won't be surprised if you do not know. Why? Kavayaha api atra mohitaha. Even the learned people are deluded, confused. Even they do not know, Arjuna. Delude, no, even kavayaha means kavihi, literally means a poet. But here kavihi means highly learned people, highly intelligent people, brilliant people also. Kavayaha, in fact, a wise person also is said to be kavihi. You know, even highly, highly intelligent, brilliant, worldly wise person also is a kavihi. He's not a buddhu, isn't it? So here kavihi, and with the plural is kavayaha. Kavihi, kavayaha, api, even the worldly wise people, even the educated, literal, no? Even the learned people are mohitaha, deluded. They are not very clear. They are confused. Now, in terms of kim karma, what is the nature of action, course of action? Kim akarma, what is inaction? Iti, what is inaction? What is actionlessness? And what is the nature of karma? What is action? What it means? We're saying performance of action means what? And what inactionlessness means what? Inaction means what? They do not know. Therefore, tat karma te pravakshami. Therefore, I am going to teach you. Okay, I'm not surprised that you do not know. It's okay if you do not know, but still you can know. Yat jnatva, try to attain that knowledge what is required for you now, is it to make your life meaningful and successful. Don't try to run away from activity. Do your duty. What you need now is not giving up the activities. What you need now is knowledge, clarity. Isn't it? Because really speaking, performance of actions is not responsible for your unhappiness, sorrow, fatigueness, tiredness, inefficiency, lack of enthusiasm. Really speaking, your agony, your stress, your anxiety. For all these things, action is not responsible. Do you first know that fact? If action is responsible for your mental pain, physical, no, action is responsible for your agony. Action is responsible for your stress and anxiety, unhappiness. Then at least I can say, that this is the cause, so I give up actions, I can say. Actually, the fact is, action is not responsible. So neither performance nor non-performance of actions is responsible for your unhappiness. It was said earlier in the third chapter itself, Nakarmanamanarambhat, isn't it? So, Naishkarmam Purushaha Na Ashrite, already it has been said, made very clear, really speaking. So, it is not the action, performance of actions is not responsible for your unhappiness and sorrow. So, non-performance of actions also, giving up actions also will not free you from your anxiety and tension and stress as you think. And again, the unhappiness will come in some other form. Okay? There will be some unhappiness will continue to be there. Sorrow will be continued to be there. Tension will be there even afterwards. If you do not, you will not know what to do next also. Understand? Then that itself will cause tension. And second thing, as a Kshatriya, you have your own gunas, predominantly you are a rajasic person, isn't it? Because the gunataha you are kshatriyaha. No, the karmataha you are kshatriya. Isn't it? Therefore, you have all this, which means the kshatriya blood you have, which means you have your nature also, but will not prevent you from sitting quietly without doing anything. Understand? As Swamiji said, In his class one day, that if you resign the paid accountant job and you will become an unpaid accountant in the ashram, or you will become an unpaid accountant in some other social organization, is it? Again, same thing. Suppose if you go as a Kshatriya and you might start what now? Again, you have to be head because your guna will not allow you to be an ordinary person. You have to be active somehow or the other. You may avoid doing your duties here, but you will end up doing some other activities somewhere. Understand? Therefore, your nature also will not allow. So better know and better do. So now I am going to teach you. What am I going to teach you? Kim karma? Kim akarma? Tatte karma pravakshyami. I am going to teach you. Pravakshyami, I shall teach. I am going to teach you the nature sorupam of karma. What is the nature of karma? Isn't it? I am going to teach you. Yat jnatva, knowing the sorupam of karma, nature of karma, ashubhat mokshese, vimokshese. Vimokshese means you will be liberated, you will become free, you will become free from ashubham. Ashubathinindru nee vidupaduvai. Having understood this, I'm going to teach you that. Understand? So ashubhat vimokshese means what? Ashubhat means, ashubham means, what is shubham, what is ashubham? Desirable is shubham. What is, desirable, wanted is shubham. Anything unwanted, anything undesirable is ashubham. So ashubham means what? Inauspicious. What is inauspicious? Undesirable is inauspicious. Unwanted is inauspicious. What is unwanted? What is undesirable? Happiness or dukkham? No? Dukkham is, sorrow is unwanted. Unhappiness is undesirable. Therefore, unhappiness is undesirable. Unhappiness is, sorrow is unwanted. Therefore, unwanted is ashubham. Undesirable is ashubham. So dukkham, unhappiness, sorrow is ashubham. Why? Because, and what is that which causes sorrow? Isn't it? Dukkham, you know, this sorrow and fear. The samsara, the life of transmigration, samsara, fraught with fear and sorrow is unwanted. Therefore here, ashubhat means sorrowful life of transmigration is implied by the term ashubham. Ashubhattinindra means dukkha purna samsarat. You can become free from bondage of karma. You can become free from undesirable unhappiness, sorrow. How can you become free from? Not by giving up karma, Arjuna, but knowing the swarupam of karma. Okay, this very important lesson is not by giving up karma, not by performing karma also. You can become free from this ashubham. You can become free from ashubham, inauspicious, undesirable, unwanted sorrow only by understanding the nature of karma. I am going to teach you that now. Krishna says here, tat karma te pravakshyami yat jnatva ashubhat mokshese. Karma no hyapi bodhavyam.
Karma no hyapi bodhavyam.
Bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha.
Bodhavyam cha vikarmanaha.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Gahana karmano gatihi. Karmano hyapi bodhavyam.
Karmano hyapi bodhavyam.
Bodhavyam cha vikarmanah.
Bodhavyam cha vikarmanah.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Akarmanascha bodhavyam.
Gahana karmano gatihi.
Gahana karmano.
Krishna says, the main teaching is what now? Of the nature, swarupam of the karma. You need to understand, Arjuna, the swarupam of karma. It must be known, bodhavyam. And then you cannot know it by yourself. Why? Because the course of action, the nature of action, swarupam of action, is very subtle, deep, very subtle. Karmanaha gatihi gahana. Gahana means deep, means what? Very subtle. What is very subtle? The nature of karma. In this context, the word gatihi means swarupam. Karmanaha gatihi means karmanaha swarupam. Karmanaha swarupam is very subtle and deep. Therefore, you cannot know it yourself. You need the shastram to understand the nature of karma. You need the support of the teacher who can help you understand the nature of karma revealed in the shastram. Shastrasya guruhocha sahayam avashyakam. That's right, it's very important to have it has to be understood only with the help of the shastram, with the help of the teacher. Therefore, I'm going to teach you now. Krishna says, therefore, karmanaha gatihi gahana, not only the nature of the karma, and so I'm going to teach you two more aspects, the allied aspects, allied topics, no, of karma. What is that? What is karma? What is akarma? And what is vikarma? Vikarma means what? Pratishiddham karma. What are all the prohibited wrong actions? What is wrong action? What is inappropriate action? And what is the nature of action? And what is inaction or actionlessness? I'm going to teach you these three things now. So, karmanaha hi api bodhavyam. You should understand what is the nature of the karma. What is vikarma means, you should understand what is vikarma. Vikarmanaha api bodhavyam means, the fact about the wrong action also must be understood. Then akarmanaha, the fact of inaction or actionlessness also must be understood. But one thing, Arjuna, karmanaha gatihi gahana, the nature of action is very subtle and deep. You need the help of the shastram and the teacher. Okay, having said this much, Krishna continues here. From the 80, the new topic begins. How he is going to teach? He is going to continue. Now, this what he has promised here will be continued in the following, not the immediate following verses, later on verses. But still here, from this 18th verse onwards, on to the 24th verse, the most important, I'm not saying everything else is unimportant. The main teaching of the Bhagavad Gita, main teaching of the 4th chapter, main teaching of, now, in terms of Jnana Yoga, now, is presented here in these verses. And you can understand here, we had another verse in 2nd chapter of Bhagavad Gita. I'll tell you. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. You don't need to say after me. I know you, all of you know this verse very well. Yanisha sarva bhutanam. Tasyam jagrati sanyami, yasyam jagrati bhutani, sanisha pasyato munehe. Like this, we have few more verses in some other place also. These verses, if you read the literal translation, literal meaning, it will sound, what is it? Very contradictory. In the sense, ya nisha sarva bhutanam, no, that which is darkness, that which is night for all the beings, in that sanyami, the wise person is awake. Means what? The wise person keeps awake and others are sleeping. And when other people are, you know, what, when other people are awake, sanyami is asleep. Means you can't really understand. Actually, what he means there is, what is real for a wise person is unknown for the ignorant people. What is real for ignorant people is not real for a wise person. That is the implied meaning, isn't it? Sir, but still, the teaching, but presented using the contradictory language. So in the same way here also Krishna's teaching here. Very profound teaching. But the language, you know, this is the one verse for which long Bhashyam Shankara presents actually. The whole verse. Here also he uses this contradictory language, you know, language of contradiction. Which means, he says, let us read the verse now. From here to 18th to, if this particular verse here is 25th verse, until 25th, 24th actually. The main teaching is presented. Akarmani cha karma yah pashyet. As Bhagavan promised in the previous verse, as you say, karmani yah akarma pashyet. Akarma, it is inaction. So one who sees inaction in actions, akarmanicha karmayaha, one who sees actions in inaction, saha buddhiman, manushyeshu, among the human beings, among all the people, this person is wise person. He is buddhiman. Saha yuktaha means he is one with Bhagavan. He is non-different from Bhagavan. He is identical with Bhagavan. No? Which means he is Bhagavan. Yuktaha. And saha kritsna karma krita. Kritsnam means entire. Kritsna karma means karma in its entirety. Krit means a performer. So kritsna karma krita means he is the real accomplisher, the man of fulfillment. That person, whether he has accomplished everything or not, whether he has fulfilled anything or not, still that person is a man of fulfillment, man of accomplishment. He is the one who has, you know, accomplished of everything. He is the one who has performed, he is as good as performed all karma in its entirety. Allah karmangalim seidhavanaha ahiran. Kritsna karma krithu bhavati. He is the person of accomplishment, he is the performer of all actions, and he is one with Bhagavan, and he is the most intelligent, he is the wise among all the human beings. Who is that person? Saha buddhiman, manushyeshu buddhiman, saha yuktaha, saha kritsna karma krithu, is three, no, titles this person gets. Who is that person? Yaha karmani akarma pashyati. One who sees inaction in actions. And one who sees actions in inaction. Karmani yaha akarma pashyat. akarmani karmayaha pashyet saha buddhiman is the literal meaning of the verse, which means what it means by saying karmani akarma pashyati. When you say karmani, if there is light here, look at this, if there is light and here is a stage, imagine there is a stage here, on the stage, there's all over there is light, and in the light you see the stage, and on the stage you see performers, a play is happening, and in between is a dance drama, in between people also come and they dance also, and there's a group of people participate in the dance. The dance is happening and we all sitting in the auditorium watching that dance there, and we appreciate the features of the actors, how beautiful they look, the dancers, and how the decoration, what all, how they're well decked, we notice. And the color of the dress, the Bharatanatyam means, you can really see, no? And how well they dressed, what is the color of the dress, and what are the colors they really shown on them, the different light colors, the change of light colors, the red light, orange light, etc. They change the focus lights in keeping with the bhava and expressions. They show different colors also. The colors, the change of colors you see. And the different abhinayams you see, different expressions, facial expressions, even this hip expression, hip movements, the steps, everything, all these different things happen. And you simultaneously also listen, isn't it? Music you're listening, the words you're understanding, and in keeping with the meaning of the words here, the steps also they put, that also you watch. The whole show you like, my God, you appreciate the Navarasas being beautifully expressed. The Shantam comes, and then the anger comes. All the different Navarasas, they express everything, you're carefully, you're able to see. And you say, fantastic bhava, abhinayaha. The beautiful abhinayaha, why? Because beautiful expression, all the rasas, they expressed in the words, the person was singing, these dancers expressed very beautifully. You are able to see all those expressions and you are so involved in the show. Your attention is completely drawn and held by those different dances and the colors and the makeup and the expressions. The whole show draw your attention. No? Completely you are drawn towards it, which means you are totally engrossed there. And everything happened. If you saw the whole, all movements and fast beats, fast movements, slow movements, everything you saw, all different types of actions, different types of movements, everything you saw, appreciated. And after the show was over, the whole show gets over, all the dancers go away, they go back to the green room, and they also, everybody goes away. And somebody comes in search of somebody, asks, is there anybody sitting inside? And is there anything at all happening inside? Is there anything there inside? What will be the natural expression? Oh my God, I have come very late. Everybody has got, everything has gone. There's nothing inside. Don't we say that? Nobody inside, nothing is happening there. Nothing is inside there. It is very natural for us to give that reply. It is not wrong reply. Relatively most appropriate reply. Perfect reply, isn't it? But still, what did you see there? How was the program? What did you see there? You will glorify every dancer's abhinaya. You will praise how beautifully it was presented. How nice the story was. how well they all danced, how extraordinary was the stepping, you know, the steps they put. Everything you you talk, you give vimarshaka, you know, you say, but only, you know, this could have been like this, this could have been like this. Some, you become a dance critic also. And then, but you say, but still fantastic it was. It was very nice. So you give a complete vimarshanam of plus and minus of the whole program you present. But you only one thing you do not mention at all in the whole light, whole thing, in a whole description of the whole program, one thing you do not even bother to mention is the light. You know why? Light never has the capacity to draw your attention. You never focused your attention on light. Light was there. In the light, the whole show happened. You enjoyed the light in the presence of the light, isn't it? In the light, the show ended also. But your attention was not drawn by the light. Is it clear? Why? Because light did not move. Light was not many. Light was one. If many things come in, it will draw your attention. Only one light. And then uniform. One uniform, unmoving light has no capacity to draw your attention. Poor light, isn't it? But light is not poor, I tell you. But for that one thing called light, the whole show would have been a big flop. If there was no such thing called light at all, you would not have been able to. It is not my story. It is something I picked it up from Vidyaranya Swami. Okay, from Panchadashi. This is his example. You know, you see, this example is his, but it will add up. So what I'm saying, the whole show would have been a flop. You wouldn't have been able to enjoy the program. The people you wouldn't have been able to see. The expressions you wouldn't have been appreciate. The movements wouldn't have been seen. Nothing would have been possible if there was one thing called light was not there. Isn't it? It was the light in whose presence the whole show was enjoyable, experienceable. But for whose presence it wouldn't have been possible. Because of whose presence alone, everything you were able to appreciate the whole thing, and that light does not draw your attention. So who was dancing? Was the light dancing, or the people who came there on the stage were dancing? Okay, even though, therefore, light is the swarupam of the whole show. But light did not dance. Light did not move. Light cannot move, should not move. Light moves, goes away somewhere. This show would have become a flop, isn't it? So light does not move, cannot move. Understand, light does not do anything. But in the light, in unmoving, immovable, immobile presence of light, the whole dance show happened. All the movements, all the jumping, everything happened. You saw that. In the same way, here, it is the, if you ask, you know, who is the performer of actions? Here, understand two ways here. First, you have to understand, there is no, am I the performer? If we ask, am I the doer? If we ask this question, you have the physical body is involved in activities. The legs are moving, the hands are involved in activities, organ of speech is involved in activities. All the physical organs are involved in activities. All the sense organs are involved in perceptions. The physiological functions, you know, all the pranas are involved in functions. Mind is involved in thinking. Buddhi is involved in knowing, understanding, discerning, resolving. So all these manaha, buddhihi, pranaha, indriyani, karma indriyani, jnana indriyani, all of them are involved in functions. Okay? So, in keeping with the instructions of the buddhi, your physical body is also involved in activities. Really speaking, are you involved in activities? Are you or your body? Are you or your sense organs? Are you or your organs of actions? Are you or your physiological functions? Are you or your mind? Are you or your intellect? What is actually involved in these activities? Isn't it? But when you talk about the light, you're so clear. You say, no, no, light is not dancing. Light does not dance. You don't call, you know. The dancer is still sitting inside, you don't come out and say. Why? Because you know very well, light does not move. But in the presence of the light, other, all the, you know, the different physical forms of different dancers, they were moving. You are very clear. There is no dancer inside this, inside, you say that very well. Light is there, why don't you say still the dancer is inside? You know very well, light did not dance. In the presence of the light, the dancers were dancing. The dancers have left. The light is not the dancer, you know very well. That is why you can give the answer also what? There is no dancer, there is nobody inside. There is no dancer inside. Because you don't call light the dancer. Do you understand? Don't call the light the dancer. But you, at the same time, you know without the light that no dancing is dancing would have been possible. But here what happens? When the body is involved in activities, you say, I am the doer. When the mind is involved, you say you are involved in the activity, action of thinking, function of thinking, function of knowing. The physiological functions, you take your as your functions, you involve yourself in those things. So this is purely because of error in the perception of yourself. How you see the dancers, all the dance performance in the non-dancing light. Here also, this wise person, one who knows one's own swarupam. One's own swarupam. One who knows Bhagavan swarupam. One who knows avatar swarupam as one's own swarupam, being Atma, the consciousness. And he sees, I, the self, am consciousness. Why? Because Ishvara swarupam is consciousness. Avatara swarupam is Chaitanyam Brahma. Bhagavad swarupam is Chaitanyam Brahma. And my swarupam also is what? Same Chaitanyam Brahma. And Brahma Chaitanyam is not the performer of anything. He is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, this wise person knows, I, the self, am consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness. This is what is mentioned by the word naishkarmyam in the previous the chapter. Naishkarmyam means actionlessness. So actionlessness is the very nature of the Atma. Nature of one's own Swarupam. Actionlessness is the Swarupam of the Atma, which is the content of I. If the content of I, the meaning of I being consciousness is known, then you will not say, I am the doer, I am the performer. This notion will not be there. If you do not know a Swarupam being Chaitanyam, then you do not know the Swarupam being Ishvara Swarupam also, being same Chaitanyam, you will say that I am the doer. So I am the doer. If this notion is there, then you cannot see the inaction, you cannot see inaction in actions. You cannot see the actions in inaction, which means you see the actions in actionless consciousness. Which means you don't see consciousness at all. It is the wrong perception. When you mistake the Atma for Anatma, then you mistake the Anatma's movements, Anatma's activities for the activities of the Atma. Whereas this person who knows this Swarupam, who knows light as a non-dancing, non-performing light, and he knows the dancers being different, isn't it? He distinguishes the light from the dancing person. Okay? The people who are involved in the play, the show. Distinguishes, therefore, he sees all these, the whole show happens in the non-dancing, non-moving, unmoving light. All the movements happen similarly here. In the Atma, the consciousness, without the Atma, the consciousness, no activities, no actions are possible. The body cannot be alive, body cannot be involved in activities. Without the Atma Chaitanyam, support of blessing of consciousness, the mind cannot function as mind. Physiological functions are not possible. The thinking, knowing, etc. is not possible. No action is possible without the blessing of consciousness. Like without the blessing of light, no show is possible. Without the blessing of Atma Chaitanyam, no activity, no actions, no function is possible. But Atma itself is not involved in any actions. One who knows the Chaitanyam being one's own Swarupam, such a person knows the Swarupam of Ishvara. And he knows, he is the one who sees, who can see actions. He can see all the actions of the physical body, all the functions of sense organs, functions of organs of actions, physiological functions, even the function of mentation, all these functions, all these activities happening in consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness. This person can see, understand, this person can see all the actionless, the consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness in all the actions also. When the dance, when the show is happening on the stage, the play is being enacted, you see the light very much being present in all the different scenes. Scenes change, light, you see in all the scenes, you see the light. Understand? At the same time, you see the light being not involved in anything, is it? Activities. Light is there and very much present there. And for here also, consciousness is not the performer of any actions. Atma Chaitanyam is not performer, but in every performer there is consciousness. Consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness. This is what is called what? Karmani Akarma Darshanam. Seeing the action, consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness in all the actions, and seeing the consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness in all the actions, and seeing all the actions happening in the consciousness which is of the nature of actionlessness. Therefore, actionlessness is the nature of the reality. Actionlessness is the nature of the Atma. And that Atma, the reality, the consciousness, is the substance of the substantive I. Therefore, once there is a proper knowledge, then one can say what? I am the doer, I am the performer. That notion also will resolve. And along with that notion, I am the enjoyer, that notion also will resolve. The wrong notions will resolve. The one who has got these two notions resolved, knowing the Atma Swarupam being actionlessness. Okay, such a person is the wise person. He is one with Bhagavan and he is the accomplisher of everything. I have to say a few more things about the same verse. You come back, I'll continue. Okay? Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.